You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The mission was completed. Boaz met with Ruth. And then the next day, what happened to Boaz? Passed away? Wow. So now the question is, Jerusalem times, the next day when Boaz passed away, what did they say about him? What did they say? What did they write in the Jerusalem times? I'm sorry?
The obituary.
Understand, but how was he talked about? How did he talk about him? Now I explain to you. See, Boaz came about with a new halakha, the new ruling, that Ruth was Moaviyah. But he says in the Torah, Lo Yavo Amon Moavi B'chal Hashem. So now Boaz designated the halakha. He says, no. When the Torah says that we cannot accept Amon Moav, this is only the men, not the ladies. Why? Because the ladies, they don't go to the war, right? So he very much forced it. He forced the halakha that Ruth to become Yehudia is permitted. So now, listen to this. He designates a new halakha, and then he goes by it. And the next day, he dies. So what people say? That he was right?
Yeah.
Of course not. What do you mean? No, just think about this. The next day after he says, this is what the halakha is. So what people say, see, I told you it was wrong. See? See what happened to him? See? He thought he knows it. But see what happened. Hashem punished him. Hashem punished him. Isn't that something? No, the question is, why Hashem does such a thing? I don't understand. Don't you feel bad for Boaz? Terrible, you know? You know, what the effort he puts in, he forces the halakha, you know. Let's see what happens to him. You know, I was thinking he would be alive till today, till Los Angeles. Hashem give him Arichat Yamim, no? Next day, that's it. What does that mean?
Because the rule of that guy to keep the Shabbat.
What does that mean? Well, I will attack Allah. Many times we wonder. You say, you know, I keep to Hanitz Hachama. Now I go out, my tire is puncture. It's flat. You know, what I went through, it was like exactly Techiyat HaMetim. This morning, I wanted to get up. I'm still sleepy, you know, and I'm not awake yet. So now, you know what the effort I put in? You know, come and do my tefillah. Lecha Techila is called. So why do you do my tire? What did I do to you?
He loves you.
I'm sorry?
He loves you.
No, but that's what you deserve? That's what the reward is? Huh?
Because when you say Baruch
Hashem,
it happened, you get more.
No, why Hashem does such a thing to you?
So say Baruch Hashem.
I know, but what's the difference if he would have a long life, right? Then he left the Olam, you know, the next day. What's the difference? How do you estimate this? How do you calculate this? Huh? If he would have a long life, what do you think?
Oh, he's a good thing.
A good thing? He did the wrong thing? He did the wrong thing? David HaMelech HaShalom came about the wrong thing? Yeah? He did the wrong thing? He did the wrong thing? What did he do? You know what he had to go through?
So why he died?
What do you think?
Sometimes you do the right thing, you have to put your life in line.
I'm sorry?
To do the right thing, sometimes you have to put your life in line. That's why he died.
But what is that, you know, teaches us. You know, you expect you do the Ratzon of Ribono Shel Olam. So now that means Hashem has to appreciate you. You go through a lot of, you know, you cut from work, you know, come to Mincha. You cut from going home, you stay for Shiur. You know, it's a lot of, you know, sacrifice you do.
You get your Ribono Shel Olam above here, doesn't matter.
Why not? Huh?
Life goes on.
I understand. But here, the expectation that we have, you know, say, you know.
You have no expectation.
I understand. But the point about here is, it comes naturally. You say, it's not fair. Well, why are you treating me like this? I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
No?
Who we are to tell Hashem what we deserve?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course. That's true. But our nature is demanding. Say, I did kindness to you. I went out of my way, so I deserve something in return.
Cannot expect
anything to return. Yes. No. No. Saying it is easy, but the fact of the matter here is. Yeah, even though that we say, oh, why, how come? No, just think about this, that right after, you know, he goes through such a hard work, you know, designate the halakha to convince the, you know, all the Sanhedrin and so on. Then we see the next day he leaves the olam. So now, the message here is, as we remind ourselves, through our life, v'hasel hasatam minefaneinu u'me'achareinu. So now there is a technique, there's a pattern to have yetzer hara. The first step here is, he comes and questions you. You know, what's the reason, you know, you need to do this? There's no need. You know, don't be a tzaddik, don't be a chassid, you know. Yeah, it's not for you, forget it. It's for the rabbanim, you know, you don't need to do this. Hasel hasatam minefaneinu, so then, you say, no, I'm going to do it anyway. So now, he says, ma'acharenu. What does ma'acharenu mean? So then he comes and he says, fine, you did it. So what happened? Anything changed? What do you tell him? It didn't change. That's what it seems like. So now here, exactly that's what the challenge that we have constantly. Midefaneinu, ma'acharenu. Midefaneinu, ma'acharenu. Why? Because first of all, it's not easy to do the Ratzon of Hashem. And then we become disappointed, and we come down, become unhappy, we're not smiling, we don't have the spirit, we don't have the koach, we don't have the sablanot. But even though that we push it, we do it, and then he comes and tells us, we tell ourselves, oh, what's the use? You know, I keep doing it, nothing happens. So here, Megillat Rut, the Melech of Shalom came about from the effort of very tzaddik, very special person. And you see, right after, he left his olam. What does it mean? So that means the Maaseh was totally the Shem Shamayim. That was it. It was only a moment that the Shalshelet, the chain of the Melech of Shalom, would come about. After it, there was nothing else. That's it. It's done. What does that mean? So that means if you do the mitzvah only for the sake of Ribono Shel Olam, and you don't have any expectation to gain anything out of it, so that means your ma'aseh, your act, is the Shem Shamayim.
So is that a good thing or not?
It's a great thing. That's a great thing.
Right?
No, Chas v'Shalom, no. This shows that his act, like let's say Yehuda, it says in the Torah, never met with Tamar anymore. That's it. It was only the once in a lifetime that happened. So what does that mean? That was the act was totally for the sake of Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what the attitude and mentality should be. I'm not doing this. I'm not here. I'm not putting tefillin. I'm not doing my tefillah to gain something out of it. I'm happy to be here. I cannot wait to be here. And it's painful for me to live here. And that's what the beautiful message here is, that the whole seed of Mashiach Tzidkenu came about from act of לשם שמיים. השם יזכנו, שנזכה ביד גואל צדק.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.